Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Court, a soul seer and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse. This episode is the episode that I've been mentioning to you. With me today is Megan Barnhart. She helps bold thinkers embrace their authentic voice and write their magic messaging. With 14 years of experience as a writing coach and business owner, Megan knows the power of authentic storytelling and also how challenging it can be to see your own beautiful, messy story. She uses her story magician superpowers to help entrepreneurs connect the dots and find their writing flow, so they magnetically attract the clients they feel called to serve. In addition to coaching, Megan has authored 3 books about the writing process, blogged about writing for over 6 years, and penned copy for online marketing experts and a New York Times bestselling author. Megan is holding the Sound Your Story workshop with me, and we are going to introduce you to so much magic today already. And of course, we start with a channeled message. We're going to sing so that you can hum with us and bring some messages along with this. And we had a very important conversation about the use of our voice, our throat, our need for expression. So come with us, hum along with us, and enjoy the experience. Sound Your Story is happening in 2 dates, 2 new moons, November 15 and December 14. And if you want to join us, the link is in the show notes.
Nothing matters more than the story you tell. It's you that makes this story. It's you that creates this story. It's you that writes the story. It's you that make meaning of the story. There's nothing that can overwrite what you write. There's no sound that's more powerful than your sound. There's no pattern that's more powerful than the ones that you pattern. There's no change that creates more change than the changes that you decide to create. There's no current that can overdone the currents that you create. There is no wave that's more powerful and bigger than the waves that you entrain in your brain. There is no silence that is more deafening than the silence of your own voice. And there is no need to be controlling others when you have the power to control the sounds you create. No story is too big or too small that you can't hold them all. Your soul is bigger when you allow yourself to hold the meaning, craft the codes and downloads of the meanings you decide to make through your mouth, through your breath, through the sounds that you create inside your brain. Make meaning of it all, and you start to obtain the light of your sound waves. May you choose exploration over explanation.
For me, one of the most powerful lines was, you don't need to control what others are saying when you control your own voice. And that feeling that that's when we most want to control what other people are saying and how they're saying it, and even try to control what they're thinking, is when we feel out of control. Here.
Yeah.
I feel that we don't have power. That's when we want to control.
Yeah.
Bring that to life. Speak out, speak loud. Bring your voice to this earth.
Birth to this earth, birth to this earth, all your worth, birth to this earth, all your worth, birth to this earth, all your worth.
There's a power in knowing where you came from. There's a light on when you see your own creation. There's a fire within your heart, waiting to come out, to play outside.
You bring the fire, radiating bring higher. You bring the fire to this earth with your birth. You bring creation. You bring inspiration with your birth to this earth. It is already here waiting for you to claim it.
It can be so much better than you ever thought. It can be so much brighter than you ever thought. If you only allow you, if you only allow yourself, if you only allow yourself to experiment with your voice.
It isn't anything scary or out of your experience. It's simply your breath with sound. It's simply your breath with vibration. It's as natural as breathing. If you open up, if you open up, you don't have to judge, just breathe and trust. You don't have to know, just breathe and trust. The way you trust your breath is the way you can trust your voice. The way you trust your breath is the way you can trust your choice to create, to create, to create. To create, to create, to create, to create whatever you desire, greater than you thought possible.
What if you could exchange your haunting thoughts for your flame? What if you could exchange your haunting thoughts for your flame? Your brain waves, your voice has power of thousand waves. Your brain waves, your voice has the power of thousands will waves. Waves of thousands of waves of waves.
Waves of fire and waves of energy. Sound is simply all of your energy vibrating in you and outside of you. The vibrations that you create all the time, made manifest into the world all around you. Sound your voice to take up your space. Sound your voice to take up your space. Reach out with sound, reach out with sound. You can touch other people and lift them up. You must add vibration to breath if you want to be heard. Riding the waves, riding the waves, riding sound waves turned into brain waves, turned into light waves. Your sound, your being becomes audible, becomes visible, becomes tangible in the world you create.
Into light, into flames, into all there is to create. Turn into sound, into light, into waves, all that is of your creation. Allow yourself to explore, to ignore all the need to explain. Allow yourself to open the doors, to open the doors of your heart and the need to contain yourself. Let it come out through the doors of your throat. There's so much power to come out through the doors of your throat. Let it come out in waves of sound, in light waves, in brain waves, in training your patterns of light and love and all that you have to create. Create your reality. No need to explain why that is. It's yours to begin with. It's all within you and without. There is nothing to fear. You are light energy. You are sound energy. You are brain energy. You are fire energy. You are air energy. You are water energy and spirit, swirling and twirling in the dance of life. As your heart cracks open, the ecstatic joy of being shines through.
And it's all you can do to dance, to sing, to grow a wave. Energy like fire, like a tidal wave, moving to you and through you and flowing from your heart to your throat. Until you erupt with the joy of your whole being, and in that moment release, and in that moment be at peace, and in that moment refine yourself and your true spirit. Leaving behind old stories we held close to keep us contained, to keep us restrained, to keep us tamed. They kept us safe at the time, but we no longer need them. Thank you, I release you. Thank you, I release you. Thank you, I release you. I've grown so much bigger since then. A new story awaits. I create it as I speak it. I do not need to know the ending. I do not need to know the characters, the setting, the time. I do not need to know. I trust. I trust. I trust the wave of my story.
I don't need to know. I don't need to know any older than what I feel. I don't need to know the things that are out of my control. I only need to feel what I feel. Give meaning to the puzzle. Give meaning to the things that I experience, because inside there's alchemy, there's space to create, there's alchemy, there's light to obtain. I don't need to know the things that are out of my control. It's all up to me to write my sweet symphony. It's all up to me. It's all up to me.
It's all up to me to write my sweet story. It's all up to me, my sweet symphony. It's all up to me, the person I'll be. It's all up to me to live out loud with glee. It's all up to me. My sound is my story. It's all up to me. I write the music of my life. It's all up to me. I'm churning and learning and turning each day into something with meaning and something to say I was here. And I left my legacy. And it was a legacy of play and exploration and inspired dance I made up on the spot. Because that was the joy. If we knew it all ahead of time, we wouldn't have to come here. If we knew it all ahead of time, we would stay in the stars. If we knew it all ahead of time, we would dance in the clouds and never have to go through the trials of humans. There's no way to know it all ahead of time, because each day is a new meaning. And each day is a new dreaming. And each day is a new exploration of who we can be and become and love. And knowing is where we put so much focus and so much anxiety. Knowing. But being is meaning. Experiencing is meaning. Dreaming is meaning. Loving is meaning. And knowing can be fun. But it's not the only thing. Less knowing, more growing. Less sense, more meaning. Less explanation, more exploration. Less insistence, more persistence. Less knowing, more growing. Less knowing, more growing.
Less sense, more meaning. Less explanation, more exploration. And swirling and swirling and swirling in the dance of life. We're all in this, swirling and turning and growing and glowing. If you open the doors, if you open the doors of your heart and let that breath come inside and the play come outside, let the doors open wide. Let it play out side.
That's so beautiful. I was just, oh my God, Megan, this is so beautiful. The words that you, oh, this is so good.
I really enjoyed that journey. I could see what you were singing.
I always ask a few questions at the end. First, I want to know, now that the audience heard your soul, what they can ex- what they can expect when they work with you. Where do you take them?
My favorite thing to do when I work with people is help them put their big magic into a few simple words that they can use to magnetize the people they're meant to work with. So I work a lot with coaches and healers and people who create transformation. And they work in a space of experience. And even though it may be the case that as we move into Aquarius, we are all journeying into fewer words and more experience, right now we are surrounded in language and we live in language. And so I help people who create often very intangible experiences for their clients find the words they can use that will have both the meaning and the energetic imprint that magnetize more of the people they want to work with.
Yeah. It is in such a beautiful way.
So I love to help people in two ways. I help them by asking them the questions that help them make the connections. And I work intuitively so I can hear the words they're not saying and go, it seems like it's this. And they go, yes, that's exactly what. And I also do co-creation copywriting, where I actually feel people's energy while they're in a space with me. And then I write and then we get to create in real time. And that's so much fun. It's so much fun. So different levels of support depending on what people really want. For some people, it's very important to do the writing themselves. And I know that from my experience. And I really encourage people to write for themselves because, like singing, making your own words on the page is incredibly cathartic. It transmutes. It makes you show up in a different way. So if people haven't already had the experience of doing some writing for themselves, I really recommend they do that. And then if they have and they go, you know, now I'm at a point where I'm ready for you to do the writing, then I love taking them to that next stage as well.
Yeah. And me and Megan, we have a beautiful workshop called Sound Your Story coming up. And the question that I asked in the beginning of the channeling of this episode was for the words about this to come. So what you heard in the beginning was about that. But I also want Megan to talk a little bit about this for you.
Well, the reason that I am so in love with this idea of sound your story is because what I've learned from you, Lise, is the power of the words we speak in addition to the words we write. As a writing coach, I've had a lot of focus on the words we write down. But we hold on to our stories in our minds, and that means we hold on to them in our bodies and in our hearts. And so if the stories we are telling ourselves are not as empowering as they could be, it means we're really limiting ourselves from creating all the wonderful, amazing reality that we could be creating for ourselves. And I had just a kind of a funny, silly experience with this today, where I just thought my video was not good. I just thought that's as good as my video will get. And then somebody said to me, oh, I think your camera's just dirty if you just wipe it off. And lo and behold, I wiped off the camera on my computer and everything is bright and shiny. But that is a very simple story that actually permeates a lot of the way I approach the world, right? Oh, it's not, this is as good as it gets. Instead of thinking or asking like Fia does, how does it get any better than this? You know, how could it get better? So with Sound Your Story, we're encouraging people to use writing, use their voices, use the magic of sound, of vibrating your whole being to transmute any stories that either may feel heavy right now or just maybe need to be optimized. Maybe you just need to like clean off the camera, your viewing lens of life just a little bit, and then everything will be brilliant and sharp. So helping people not have to carry those stories that aren't serving them anymore. And not only retell them using words, but then use the word and train. or embody, you know, and train in the brain and embody that new story. That's an element that I don't do with my clients, because I don't have that background or that beautiful skill that you have to guide people through that. So I'm just thinking this is going to be explosive magic that we create in Sound Your Story, because people will rewrite it in their brains, in their minds, in their hearts, and then it will live differently in their bodies because it will be settled through the vibration of sound. So people are basically going to leave this workshop and go out and live the lives of their dreams.
Basically that. People are going to experience that power of not only changing their mind or idea over something, because this is the point, and I love the way you create the meaning and the prompts that you give to really tap into the meaning of things and what things really signify to us. We're re-signifying things. Me and Megan, we hold a short version of this within a ceremony a few days ago, and it was so magical. And the thing with understanding the change that we're creating and then also bringing our hearts and our body and our sound to come along with us with the new idea, it's so much magic.
So. And that's what gives it that lasting, that staying power, is when it goes into our bodies and our energetic bodies as well, right? So the sound becomes the anchor, the vibration becomes the anchor to create it. I have to tell you something, Lise. I have taken to, I used to do a lot of walking and talking, brainstorming and recording it. And since working with you and doing a Soul Sound Sanctuary session, one-on-one session with you, and being in the Hot Light Sister mastermind and doing rituals with you, I have taken to doing a lot of singing as I do my brainstorming and walking and talking. And last night I was walking and I just felt more in a listening space. So I was re-listening to, and I was singing an intention and then had the realization that I'd forgotten that intention, but was actually doing it. So I had been singing the intention of, what if I got up from my desk at the end of the day and went for walks while dinner was cooking? And I thought, that's exactly what I'm doing right now in this moment. But it wasn't in my mind. I'd forgotten about it entirely, but it was clearly in my body. And I think that's because I vibrated it out. I used my voice. I sang it. I planted it in a space where I didn't have to remember it in my mind. You know, I created a being of it, an embodiment of it. And I thought, this is so cool. And I celebrated that I'm doing my intention.
Yes. Oh, this is so powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. It is the power of really patterning that with your sound within your aura, and you become it. And that's what we're inviting everyone who's joining this beautiful Sound Your Story to do, to really pattern this in your aura. And we're going to take you through the whole process. You don't have to have a big story, or if you feel that
could be having a dirty webcam lens.
It could be. Or even if you feel it's too big, we're holding this space.
Yeah. And I think this is a rare opportunity. I think there's a lot of space for people to write. You know, it's become very common for people to recommend journaling. If you're in any kind of coaching, you've probably been recommended to journal. There are a million and one different kinds of journals you can get on, you know, online or in stores. And most of us are pretty comfortable just making scritchy scratches on the paper. And when it comes to opening our mouths, sharing our voices, even speaking for some people, I mean, singing, a lot of people have a tightness come up, but even speaking for some people. And I think we need more sacred spaces where people can literally use their voices, not just prone it out, but get that sound out into a shared space where other people can reflect back to them and help them create that new reality. I'm not hearing of a lot of these spaces happening, and I think they're really important. So I'm so honored to be part of one, be making that happen for folks.
Yeah, it's such a pleasure to have these spaces and of exploration, not explanation, like we're talking here.
Yes. Oh, that's so good. I love that one so much. And it makes me want to create a whole list. Yeah. Inspiration, not intimidation.
Love that one.
Yeah.
We can create a whole list for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's another thing you mentioned that people are used with journaling and coaching questions and so on. But I feel that the questions that you bring go into a deeper layer in a way that they go in a deeper layer in a way that it's not intimidating. And at the same time, it never gets only on the surface, because it's easy to get questions where you feel this is surface level or this is too scary. I don't know where even to start with this. And you the way you ask questions is really peeling those layers of an onion that I feel that people are going to feel so safe to dive deep and to really discover things about themselves that maybe they weren't allowing themselves to see even.
Oh, thank you for seeing that in me. That is definitely one of my superpowers. I had a friend say of me one time that I just will ask somebody, oh, here's one question. Oh, here's one question. Here's one question. And then before they know it, they've written the chapter of their book. And they're like, wait, I didn't know that's where I was going. But I was talking about most people being comfortable writing, and I shouldn't make that statement, because there are many people who feel that block, even putting pen to paper. But the whole theme of our sounds today, I feel, have been around exploration, not explanation. And so when you approach writing or you approach speaking or singing from the point of view of, I'm just going to see what's in there and what comes up. And if you have prompts that are loving and gentle and guiding you, but also giving you space to do that exploration, you will be so thrilled and amazed and delighted and have your mind blown by what comes up. Things will come out and you go, oh, I didn't know I thought about it that way. I didn't realize that. You'll start making these connections. And those connections are not because of what you and I, ladies, will be telling people. It's because we'll be creating this structured flow, this balance of free space and like a channel for a river.
Yeah.
So that you can flow in a direction that, you know, helps you get deeper, see more, get curious, play, have fun. Yeah. And you'll just, when we give ourselves the place to play, the space to play, we are more creative than we can ever possibly imagine, which is why you start us off with dance, right?
Yes. Because then we feel like there's no wrong. You just can't go wrong. You're just playing. And this is the power of play.
What if this? What if this? What? Oh, what if that? Oh my gosh, what if we did this?
Yeah. And I feel that I know that this workshop will be amazing. There are a few people that joined already. And there's so much power when we allow ourselves to explore and to dive deep with that sense of play is what creates that ecstatic catharsis, because we don't want to dive deep in a waiting way. We're diving deep into play, into that lightness, into finding the light that is within all the stories that we tell ourselves. And there's going to be so much magic in this.
diving deep into play. Ooh. Those are some powerful words right there. I like that as a mantra. I am diving deep into play.
Yes. One more point.
I have no idea what I'll say. I'm diving deep into play.
And one more question. You have a freebie for the audience. So do you want to talk a little bit about this?
Yes. Well, as I was saying, I'm kind of tricksy and I just ask you a series of questions, and before you know it, you've written the thing you want to write. So I have a free gift for everybody, and it is the magic trick to stop chasing your thoughts in circles and start writing. It's a magic three-step trick. And you can use it for writing anything. Maybe you're working on a book right now. Maybe you are working on content for your business, or maybe you just want to return to writing. It's been a long time since you've done any writing and you think, I'd like to just sit down and see what thoughts are in my head, but I'm very stuck. This is so easy, it will feel like cheating, but really, really the magic is just that it helps you tap into play and creativity and curiosity. So that's available on my website at meganbarnhard.com/magic.
Yeah, and I'll add to the show notes as well, so you can just click the link and grab that. And she's not kidding when she says that. You basically, I feel like I was just going for a call with her, and sooner than I thought, I had the whole outline, not the outline, mission statement.
Yeah.
And I feel that soon, I'm writing my book, so I feel that soon I'll be feeling like, without even trying, Megan made me write my book.
I hope I invited you, not made you.
Yes, invited.
But I'm okay. I like tricking people into writing. Like, oh, hey,
you pulled the book out of.
I just do.
It's amazing. It's a magic trick. Like I said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you so much, Thais. This has been just joyful.
And remember that workshop that I mentioned, that me and my soul sister, writing magician and storytelling author Megan Barnhart, are putting together? It's called Sound Your Story. And we're inviting you to join us in a 2-hour sacred circle where you reclaim your sound and embrace your full power. You can transmute old stories into anchors of who you truly want to be and what reality you truly want to create. You'll learn to use your voice to vibrate your whole being at the frequency of your intention, so you can create your reality and manifest what you desire. This is a unique opportunity, and it's happening November 15th. So if you're feeling it, check the link in the show notes. Can't wait to have you in this small sacred group. The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. Have a beautiful weekend.